Rab al-Alamin, Lord of the Worlds. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, Lord of all the worlds. All greatness belongs to Him in the heavens and earth. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. There are many different worlds in the universe, further subdivided into many other different worlds. There are millions of different types of animals and plants. There are also many different kinds of objects. Winds and clouds also possess different characteristics to one another. Allah has created billions of human beings, none of whom resemble any of the others, all with different races, complexions, languages, and cultures. In addition, Allah has also created the world of the atom, invisible to the naked eye, the cells with their magnificent systems that make up every millimeter of our bodies, and many other life forms wholly invisible to the human eye.
As we sleep or while we are awake and getting on with our own business, Allah constantly controls innumerable different worlds, from the micro world made up of microorganisms to the macro worlds made up of the celestial bodies in space. He manages and nourishes them all and permits them all to survive. Allah reveals that He is the Lord of all the worlds in these words in the Quran.
It is Allah who made the earth a stable home for you and the sky a dome, and formed you, giving you the best of forms, and provided you with good and wholesome things. That is Allah your Lord. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. He is the living, there is no God but Him, so call on Him, make your religion sincerely His. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Allah is not only the Lord of all the countless worlds within the universe, but also of the angels and jinn, who live in another time and space. He also created all those entities and made them submit to Him. The worlds created by Allah far surpass the capability of human reason and imagining. They are all the works of His creativity, artistry, and infinite might. What people must do is to respond to our Lord, who called on the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, to become a Muslim by saying, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. I am a Muslim who has submitted to the Lord of all the worlds." And as commanded in the Quran, they must live for Allah alone. Say, "My prayer and my rites, my living and my dying, are for Allah alone, the Lord of all the worlds."